went to see my doctor about my insomnia. In hindsight, I don't think I should have knocked on his door at 3 a.m.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I am officially an insomniac. I have trouble sleeping, and I will not rest until I've found a cure. Seriously, I have never been a great sleeper. My wife, however, can drift off and sleep while a tornado sucks our roof off. For her, sleeping is so easy, she can do it with her eyes closed. So I've been trying to up my sleep game lately and check out the latest sleep science. Now, you may not be a dyed-in-the-wool insomniac, but since sleep is as vital to health as diet and exercise, I hope you'll find these sleep secrets helpful. Ready? Sleep secret 1. Remember, insomnia is normal. Try not to lose any sleep over it. Okay, I'm kidding. Let's start again. Sleep secret number 1. Early morning sunlight exposure. Experts say that the most powerful sleep habit you can form is to find the sun as soon as you wake up. Viewing early morning sunlight resets your body's circadian clock. It tells your body, hey, wake up. We'll sleep again in 16 hours. If it's sunny, you need about 3 minutes of sun exposure. Cloudy, you'll need closer to 10 minutes. But sunlight doesn't have the same effect on your system when viewed through window glass, so get outside. Go for a walk. Fresh air is a bonus. This is a leading cause of very bad things. But let it find your face. It'll improve your mood, help you stay alert during the day, and fall asleep at night. If you live in a northern climate, what were you thinking? For Pete's sake, move to Hawaii. Seriously, in the winter, cheat the system with a sunlight lamp. Sleep secret number 2, exercise. More and more evidence shows that regular exercise improves every aspect of your health and supports sound sleep, too. The first half of the day is the best time to do your heavy exercises, running, full contact ballet, and diddly squats. Secret number 3, caffeine management. Chances are pretty good that you're on the bean juice, but while moderate coffee intake has been shown to have health benefits, unmanaged mocha guzzling can mess up your sleep. Delaying caffeine intake until 90 minutes after you wake may kill you, but if you can, do it. Your body will thank you and you'll avoid the big afternoon crash. And avoid caffeine after about 3 p.m. Even if you can fall asleep after a late-day cup of joe, it affects the quality of your sleep, and you'll need more caffeine just to wake up the next morning. Secret number 4. Dim the lights 2 hours before bedtime. Not enough for you to run into walls, but this will tell your body sleep is coming. Ramp up the production of melatonin. Secret number 5. Fear not. There are no greater sleep killers than fear and anxiety. And how do we frighten fear away? Isaiah 26:3 says, God will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are fixed on Him, those who trust in Him. Rather than focusing on our fears, let's set our minds on our Heavenly Father, the one who loves us, cares for us, and offers us rest. Remember, He is with us through the longest and darkest nights, and His presence brings peace. I remember the realization of knowing that my Father is awake. I can go to sleep. If you still have trouble sleeping, remember to stop worrying. Unless you are camping in the woods. Why? Well, because people in sleeping bags are the soft tacos of the bear world.
With so many voices claiming to speak for God, how do we know who to trust? Our friends at Back to the Bible Canada present Dr. John Neufeld's new book, Who Speaks for God? Available this month through Laugh Again for a feature price of just $7. Want the ebook instead? Get it free in January. Order now at 1-800-663-2425 or visit laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.